We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO after the Bills lost at Tampa Bay yesterday. Joining us in studio, one of the guys who had a pretty good day defensively and a decent day defensively for the Buffalo Bills, linebacker Nigel Bradham in studio with us. Thanks for coming by, Nigel. We appreciate
it. Thanks for having me.
A lot of action for you yesterday. 47 plays, 71% of the defensive snaps. That's more than you played most of the season, I think, in games, right?
Yeah. Definitely the most I played so far this year. Felt good to be back out there, being able to just try to make plays when I could. Feel like I could have done a little more. But, I mean, it was good to be back out there, getting back in the groove.
Did you know all week, last week, that this was going to be a big game for you? You're going to get that much work?
Yeah, I knew. Tampa Bay is a big 21-12 personnel team. And, I mean, as far as the matchup-wise, I felt like I knew there was going to be a lot of 12-21, so I knew I'd be on the field a lot.
Let's start with the – you got the start, and first down for the Bucs was an incompletion, so now it's 2nd and 10, Tampa Bay at their own 80-yard line. You're out there, and they go 2 tight ends on the big play, right? They went 12 personnel there. You guys were in what Coach Marone called 46 defense, like the old Bears defense, which you don't play a lot, do you, over the course of this year?
Not too much. Every once in a while. It just depends on the personnel and what Coach Patton's feeling like and what he's expecting to come from the offense.
And that put you up on the line of scrimmage, essentially, inside Mario Williams?
Right.
Is that are you guys guessing on 2nd and 10, and you know with all the tendencies, are you thinking they're going to throw there on 2nd and long?
Most of the time they take a shot. That was one of the tendencies we knew going into this game, and we had studied on it, and we felt like they probably take a shot in the passing game, and they hit us with a little counterplay.
Yeah, Bobby Rainey took, I think, a step to his right and then cut it back the other way, right?
Right.
46 defense is designed, you know, it's high risk, high reward, so that if they hit a play, you know, there's not a whole lot of guys backing up once they get through the line of scrimmage, right?
Right. I mean, it's what you just have one linebacker back there and one deep safety, and that's pretty much it far as the back end of the defense. As far as everybody else, we're pretty much on the line of scrimmage.
So Rainey goes 80 yards. What did that play do to you guys on defense? I mean, were you stunned? I mean, you're 18 seconds into the game and you're down 7-0.
I mean, we just had to fight back. That was one of the things. It was an adversity type play, which I mean, put us set back. I mean, and that's not us as a defense. I mean, we don't play like that. We hardly ever give up plays, especially that big.
Yeah.
In the run game, for sure. And I mean, for that to happen, it was really a eye opener to us to like, oh man, what are we doing? Let's get back on track, man. Let's stop this run game.
As the game went along, both against the run and the pass, it seemed like the Buffalo defense did get back on track. I mean, second half, you gave up 28 yards of offense to Tampa Bay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were just trying to fight back to get in the game. That was one of the main things. We just wanted to put our offense on the field as much as we could, try to create some turnovers or anything, or three and outs, just force them to punt the ball, not give up any points, no touchdowns, make them kick the ball, if anything. And that was one of the main things for us, to just try to get back into the game.
And you did create turnovers, held them to 3 points in the second half. So I imagine when you get in the video room today, the grade is going to be kind of mixed, right? Some bad plays, but some decent plays for the defense too yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't our best game. We got to play complete. That's the thing. As soon as we go out there, we got to be ready to make plays. We got to play like that from the jump. We can't wait and sit back to the second half and then try to get back into the game. We just got to come out dominate.
We're with Nigel Bradham, Bills linebacker. He's live in studio with us as we talk about yesterday's loss at Tampa Bay for the Buffalo Bills. How much, it's been a kind of a topic of discussion, but did you feel last week going into the game that you guys still were hurting from the tough nature of the loss at against Atlanta the week before? Did you feel like you weren't even over that game by the time you took the field yesterday?
I didn't feel that way. I felt like we took it upon ourselves. We was pissed off. And that was the thing, being pissed off. But we just didn't make the plays that needed to be made, and they made plays. And that was the difference. That was the difference.
A lot of talk about in the locker room postgame that the captain spoke up. Just give us your view of what went on in there and what the dialogue, you know, don't tell us anything you don't want to, obviously, but what the dialogue was like and what kind of things were discussed in there.
I felt like it was good for us. It was a way for us to try to get on the same page and everybody – have a chance to voice their opinion as far as the captain-wise and from the coordinators and the head coach and pretty much just what they expect out of us and what we need to do to get better as a team and how we can get on the same page and pretty much just get this thing rolling, man. We got to turn it around. Like, it's time. Like, it's no – we don't have time to keep losing games. Like, we're tired of it. And, I mean, we got to figure out something where we all get on the same page and just face all the adversity and just turn it around and just start winning games.
A lot of talk about accountability, Nigel. I hear, you know, Fred Jackson talked about it. Coach Marone has talked about it. What does that mean to you when people say we got to be accountable for how we play?
It's huge, man. I mean, how can I go out there and play for somebody if they don't trust me or expect me to be accountable to make plays and or play beside them? If they have to question me being there on a certain play or knowing my job or knowing my assignment and doing what I'm supposed to do. So it's huge. It's a huge factor as a team. It's a huge factor as from player to player, from coach to player, from player to coach. Everybody has to be accountable. We all have to be in it together. And that's how we're going to have to start getting wins, by just being accountable with each other, earning each other's respect, and just knowing that we out there fighting for each other and we're going to do whatever we can to get a win.
How do you turn the accountability and accepting responsibility for problems into wins, though? I mean, Kiko said it. I give him a lot of credit after the game yesterday. He said, that was my play, that was my mistake, the 80-yard run. That's good that Kiko does that, but how do you translate that into victories going forward, into wins, into playing better?
Because, I mean, far as like a guy like that, to being able to own up to it, most people would be like, oh, that's not my play to make, or he could have easily blamed it on somebody else or anything like that. But by him saying that was his play, because he know he can make that play, and we all know he can make that play. We've seen him make it plenty of times. And pretty much that'll transfer over into guys doing their job better, because they just don't want to let their teammates down. And that's the only thing. Like, you want to be accountable for each other, and that's how it translates into wins, because you're not going to really make too many mistakes if you're playing for the guy beside you, because you want him to know that you're there for him.
It's a tough stretch right now for this football team. Have you ever been in a situation like this at FSU or even before that in your football career?
Nah, never. And it's a difficult situation to be in, because it's different. I never experienced anything like it as far as how we losing games and how we just – a lot of the games we lost were close games that we could have won just to play here or there. So it's a lot different. It's adversity, and pretty much you just got to figure it out and just grind through it and figure out a way to get through it and learn how to win games through those adversity situations and just make plays.
And as far as you, Nigel, I mean, very tough loss yesterday, but you know, you're on the field a lot, you know, 46 snaps, six tackles, leading the team in tackles. You got to feel like, in a personal sense, that was not a bad day for you to be on the field that much and to be productive in terms of making tackles yesterday.
Yeah, but it wasn't enough. That's the thing. I mean, I felt like maybe I could have forced a fumble or I could have intercepted that ball that went right by me that I didn't expect him to pitch. And maybe that would have changed momentum to be able to make a play. I mean, all that personal stuff, it really doesn't matter if you don't get a win. I mean, you feel bad, you feel down. I mean, that doesn't even matter if you lead the team in tackles or if you had a touchdown or whatever, or sack or anything like that. You forget about the production because you're just tired of losing. Like, we hate to lose. And as players, you get frustrated because you're like, man, can't keep losing like this, especially when you're not from a losing atmosphere.
Yep, I get it. Thank you for coming by here. I know it's a tough day. You got meetings to go to. We appreciate you stopping by here today.
All right, thanks for having me.